There's no time to waste. There's not even time for an introduction because we have to list 100 subgenres of rock.
We don't have to.
We do have to.
We don't have to do anything, Ken. We have to.
And we're off.
Yeah. Where did this mandate come from? The FCC? What memo did you get?
Somebody's giving us our first genre. Hi.
Andy can say the full name. It's named after the capital of the Czech Republic, Prague.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Wait, Prague, I don't know. Is that a real rock genre in rock
Prague
music?
Prague rock, plastic people of the universe.
I have to consult with my co-host.
You have to say it.
Prague rock.
Yes. That's our first one.
Ken, can you confirm it's a legitimate genre?
Yes, and he gave an accurate band for it, too.
Wait, what's the accurate band?
Plastic People of the Universe.
That's not a real band.
It is a real band.
Great friends of Vaclav Havel.
Yeah.
Oh, is that true?
Friends with Vaclav Havel and Frank Zappa. Yep.
Oh, you mean circa the 80s, the mid-80s, the late 80s.
Yeah.
I see. And is that band still in existence?
No.
Working?
Nope.
And is there a reason for that?
Oh, yeah.
They sucked.
Addiction, ego trips.
Oh, okay. Oh, hey, that's a first.
Breakup of the country.
Yeah. Well, that you don't hear that every day.
Well, thank you, listener. This is Michael, right?
Yep.
Thanks, okay, Michael.
Now, do you have some kind of master list? You're making a record?
Yeah.
So we want to list 100. The challenge is list 100 subgenres of rock and roll.
Right.
And you think we can do it. How many do we have so far?
One.
And how many? What does that mean we need going forward?
It means we need 99.
Hold on. Let me check your math. Yes, you're right. So yeah. We're at 201, 209, 9368. Are there 100 subgenres of rock and roll?
Way more than that.
I know there's folk rock, and I know there's prog rock.
Okay.
Is there more than that?
Yes, I'm going to put down folk rock.
You just want folk rock off the table.
Yeah.
You just don't want to think about folk rock.
Who's this? Who's this?
Hey.
Hi.
This is Hero.
Oh, hi, Hero.
It's ska punk.
Ska punk.
Ska. Okay, I think we have ska, so we'll just put down ska.
Wait.
Oh, we do have ska punk.
Wait. We need an example.
Yeah, give us an example of
We need a band.
Of ska punk.
Or would you accept a song, Ken?
Maybe, yeah. So, Hero, give us an example of ska punk.
Or, Hero, just sing a few lines in the style of a ska punk band.
Catch 22.
Good enough.
Is that the name of a band?
No, it's the name of a song, right? Am I right, Hero? It's a great movie, great book.
Yeah, it's a great book. How far into the book did you get, Ken? I got to page 28.
I finished the whole damn thing.
No, I'm being serious. I ask a serious question.
you couldn't finish.
I happen to know that the last 30 pages of Joseph Heller's Catch 22 are blank. No one's ever gotten there.
You couldn't finish Catch 22?
No, there are no pictures in it.
It's an easy read.
No one's ever finished it.
Wow.
No one's ever really finished. Oh, I'm sorry. Everyone says they finished it. Oh, no, I don't. I'll give you that.
Jesus.
It's fun to say. It's not
Remembrance of Things Past or War and Peace.
Yeah, it's fun to impress your listeners, isn't it? It's fun to try to impress them.
Wow.
Ken, don't you know we love you for who you are?
Yeah.
You don't have to impress us. I read a 400-page novel. I'm Ken Friedman.
I don't even think it's 400 pages.
Ken, you're not fooling anyone.
Hi, you're on the air.
It's adorable in its own way.
Give us your subgenre.
Grindcore.
All right, let's see.
Wait, I've never heard of any of these.
Grindcore, yes.
No.
It's there.
Have you ever heard of it, Ken, before this moment?
Of course, yeah.
And give me an example of a song or band.
Napalm Death.
There you go. Done.
201-209-9368. Uncle Ken wants to hit 100 subgenres for some reason.
Well, this was your idea.
Well, I just thought it would amuse you. And then if there's time at the end, we'll read a little from Joseph Heller's Catch 22.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You probably haven't memorized. I know you've read it so often.
Who was your favorite character in Catch 22?
Yossarian.
Yeah, good. Wow, you knew his name because you saw the movie.
Of course I saw the movie. Everyone's seen the movie. No one's read the book. Name another character from Catch-22.
Major Major.
Major Major, yeah, Bob Newhart.
Yeah. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, it's James in Atlanta.
Hi, James.
Hey, James.
My favorite is Power Pop.
No such animal. Oh, I challenge.
Yeah, it's real.
If
it's
this
real.
Was a Scrabble game, I'd be challenging. Power Pop, give me an example.
Cheap Trick, the raspberries.
There you go.
Is that? Oh, Power Pop. I guess. Okay,
yeah.
You know what? I'm comfortable.
Yeah, you've heard
with Power
of Power Pop.
Yeah, that actually. Now that you're repeating it.
Yeah.
201-209-9368. Ken wants to hit 100. Have we hit? What are we on? Like 28?
We're on
29?
Five.
You're okay.
On five.
Because you won't shut up. It's amazing. Hi, you're on the air.
You want
hey,
me to shut up?
From Berkeley. Talked with you 2 days ago.
Oh, hey, how you doing? That was so much fun.
Doing great. I'm glad to hear the show's not canceled in the last 2 days.
Yeah.
But my genre for you is egg punk.
Egg punk?
Egg punk. Yeah, like the food.
Egg.
But what is an example of that? What does it refer to?
Okay, egg punk.
I'm not really sure, but it's a genre of music.
No, it's not. No, it's not. You're just randomly selecting words now.
Well, give us a...
Andy, would I lie to you? Would I...
Well, I've just been lied to all day. You should hear Ken talk about Joseph Heller.
All right, let me see if I can confirm egg punk.
Egg punk.
Yes, egg punk's real.
Well, then give me an example. I don't... You can just combine any words.
Devo.
Devo is egg punk?
CCTV, yeah. Super, Prison Affair. It's a new punk thing. It's
yeah.
All well, the anxious kids are listening
not,
to.
Not new, but oh my gosh, fantastic. Yeah. All right. You learn something every day, and unfortunately, that's what we learned
Thanks,
today.
Kirk. And you're here next week, right, Andy?
I am here. You
so
yeah.
Kirk will be airing your quiz that you gave us 2 weeks from tonight.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
we'll be airing, yeah. Well, that was a great quiz, Kirk.
Yeah, that was really fun.
Oh, thank you.
And
was
Ken
the highlight of my week. I'll see you guys later.
I can tell you that Ken truly, truly enjoyed it.
Oh, that's good. Glad to hear it.
Okay.
Thanks, Kirk. Hi, you're on the air. Do you have a subgenre?
New metal.
New metal?
Yes, new metal, spelled N-U. Yes. Yep.
Now, give me an example
of
that.
We got P.O.D., Limp Bizkit, Korn.
He's on the money.
So even if these bands suck, you're accepting them onto your list?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
What, it only has to be good bands? Come on.
Why don't we try that here at WFMU?
Because that
Let's give it a whirl.
No. You should hear 201, yourself.
201-209-9368. Ken is offended by the phrase good bands.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Ken and Andy, it's Mike in El Segundo.
Oh, hey, Mike, how's it going?
Hey, I'm just out here listening to my favorite Christian.
Christian
rock.
What?
Well, Christian.
Christian rock.
Christian rock.
Okay, Andy said it, so it counts.
Well, that, of course, I'm familiar with, Christian rock.
God is great.
And who, well.
God rocks.
God does rock, although I gotta tell you, God for the last
backup band too, but God is the best.
God
for the
is
last
the best.
Month or
yeah.
so,
uh-huh.
I guess about 5 weeks,
uh-huh.
God has been ghosting me.
Really?
Doesn't return my prayers, doesn't talk to me anymore.
I had a lightning bolt almost hit me in Austin. Is that count as ghosting?
Yeah, that's worse than ghosting. At least I'm not getting lightning bolts thrown at me.
You must have done something really
like
bad.
Like Strider and I don't know who else. There, you know, all those other
fantastic.
Great,
all right,
you know,
Christian rock.
Bands. There you go.
Thank you.
We're at 201-209-9368.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, can't believe I got through Ken and Andy.
Hi, Zachary.
Hey, yeah, glam.
Glam is in there.
Now, is that Mott the Hoople?
Yeah.
I know a little bit about Mott the Hoople. You want me to tell you why?
Why?
My roommate in college walked in first day and put up a big Mott the Hoople poster on the wall.
All the young dudes?
All the young dudes, yeah. And guess how long I stayed enrolled at that college?
1 month.
Yeah, about 6 weeks. Yeah. That's right. Yeah,
and
so I knew that's how I know about glam rock.
But you still have that "All the Young Dudes" poster.
I do not know. I left that behind.
Very impressive. Thanks, Zachary.
Hey.
We're trying to get 100 subgenres of rock on the wall before 7 o'clock. What are we up to here?
I don't know. 35? No. 36?
9.
Okay, let's go, go, go. 201-209-9368.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Texas Psych.
Texas Psych.
Is that a real thing?
Yeah. Yeah,
13th like, floor elevators.
Yeah, 13th floor elevators.
What the hell are you babbling about now? You know what's slowing us up, Uncle Ken?
What?
You're limiting each caller to one submission.
Oh, you want them to
Well,
do
we
two?
Could roll. If they wanted to do two, we'd move faster.
True. You have a second one, caller?
Plain garage rock.
Plain garage rock as opposed to what? Reupholstered garage rock?
No, just garage rock.
Oh, I see. He's saying just garage
rock. He's just saying garage rock.
Well, that, of course, has been around forever, right?
Yeah. Can you say it, though?
Garage rock.
Good.
Why, you want me to... that somehow makes it official?
Yeah, you're the only one who can do a hyphenated subgenre. Blank dash rock. Thanks, caller.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
209... Wait, what is our number?
Yeah, 201.
201, that's right.
209.
Then comes 209.
And then the 9368 part.
It's so important to put... if you're going to dial the number, do it in that sequence.
Right.
201, 209, 9368.
Three groups. Three
right.
distinct
Don't just say,
groups.
Oh, I know all the digits. I'll just randomly hit those digits.
No.
They have to be done in this sequence. 201, 209, 9368.
Yeah, and you can think of it like three groups.
Yeah, and it's easy to remember. I have a little mnemonic device.
What is it?
201, 209, 9368.
That's not a mnemonic device.
Well, you'll never forget it now. It works.
Hi, you're on the air.
That's a demonic device.
Yeah.
Very good, Sam.
Okay, hang up. Hang up on Sam.
Okay.
Okay, again, the rule, and this kills me that I have to repeat it.
Uh-huh.
No caller can be funnier than me.
Yes, Sam just got off a very good zinger.
Yeah.
I'd say that was the zinger of the night so far.
Yeah, we will. We'll have to excise that from our archive.
I'm sorry, Sam. Hi, you're on the air. Give us two subgenres.
Two?
Yeah.
Well, or one. We'll take
girl.
One.
What?
Riot Girl.
Riot Girl. Yes, indeed.
Wait, isn't that the name of a band?
No.
Yeah, it's there not. Might there might
the
have been.
The band would be like Bikini Kill
yeah.
or L7.
Right. All right. Thank you.
Are they all?
Thank you.
Are they all female-led bands in that subgenre?
What do you think?
Well, sound the two she mentioned, I think, are.
Yeah, well, the best bands are all men. The best Riot Girl bands are all
the
boys.
Best bands in general are men.
Are all boys.
Yeah, Poco.
Yeah. Poco look like girls, though.
Shut up.
Timothy Schmidt?
Shut up!
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, yeah.
Hello.
Who's going? Yeah? Who's going to be standing in line to see Neil Young in 3 weeks?
Yacht. Rock.
Yacht Rock, you rock. Got it.
Oh, Yacht Rock, there you go. That's my speed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Andy can even name a Yacht Rock band. I think he just did.
Well, I know Jimmy
Buffett.
I know Jimmy Buffett.
You just mentioned Poco.
That's Poco. Not Yacht Rock.
Yeah, kind of is.
Yes, it is.
Yacht yeah. Rock?
It's Yacht Rock adjacent.
No, Poco is country.
It's
light country rock.
Yeah, country rock, folk rock. But there's some overlap there.
Well, we're going to be playing them all on the booze cruise, right?
Yeah.
Oh, God, no.
Thanks, caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Would you let me play?
Emo rock.
Emo? Okay.
Oh, great. Oh, I completely blanked on that. I had a senior moment. I forgot about emo rock.
Just emo.
Yeah, just emo will
yeah,
do.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you, caller. You got another one?
Hey, don't I pledge enough money to the station?
Yeah. Reno, Dakota.
Yeah, great. Thanks. Thanks for calling.
Reno,
and I am Reno, Dakota.
Yeah, that is, okay. And you're an emo artist.
Perfect.
Okay. Hi, you're on the air.
201-209-9368. Okay.
Hello, gentlemen. How are we today?
I'm great. Andy's not so good.
I'm pretty good.
No, he's pretty good.
But I could do a whole lot better.
In intersex. But anyway, here's an obscure genre for you.
Okay.
Metalcore.
I think I already got it on my list.
No
yes!
No such animal.
Give us an example.
Metalcore?
Yeah.
Who's to do?
There
that
you go.
That lasted for about 15 minutes in 1985, but it came out of Bob Moon's mouth, so he said metalcore, that's how he described the band.
Yeah, it's fun to make up words.
I love the way you talk.
201-209.
Thanks for the metalcore.
9368. Hey, Ken. Don't I pledge enough money to this little racket of yours that I can play Margaritaville on the Booze Cruise?
Yes. Yes, you do.
You'll let me do that?
Yes. You'll have to bring your own copy. And
you don't have a copy of Margaritaville?
No, we don't. I'm sorry.
In your vast record library here?
No.
You have no shame at
Talking about a physical copy of Margaritaville?
Yeah.
No. We probably do not have it. But if
and
you
that's
bring
like a point of pride for you, isn't it?
No. No. No, I'd like to have every record ever made if I could.
Yeah. Every record ever. Every record ever made.
Rhino Records once put out a box set of all the world's music ever published. I should have bought it. I didn't buy it in time. It went out of print.
Well, but, how big was the box set?
Oh, my God. It went, okay, it went from, geez, man, it was on Route 95. It was in the shoulder of the road, Route 95. It started in Connecticut, and I think it went down to Georgia.
You mean the packaging? How many discs was it?
I don't even know, man, a lot. But, you know, each disc, it wasn't, you know, it wasn't every disc in its own jewel box.
But what if, like, a disc was, like, faulty or scratched and you had to return it?
Well, there were fortunately so many discs in the box set that I don't think anybody ever, you know, managed to listen to everything.
So this is the box set that was over 100 miles long.
Oh, my, way more than 100 miles long. It was over 1,000 miles long. It was just a sales gimmick.
I can never tell when you're joking.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Harrison here. How's Krautrock?
Excellent.
Krautrock?
You've never heard of Krautrock.
Well, I imagine it's just, is it just mean a German band? Is that all it means?
German progressive bands.
Oh, great.
Like Can and Faust.
Yeah, like Can and Faust.
Yeah. Thank you, Harrison.
201-209-9368. Are we like in the 70s now? 75 bands?
No, named? No. We're moving so damn slow. But you told me not to worry about that. We're only up to 16.
Because there's no penalty if we don't hit 100?
Yeah, there's no penalty. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm Stacy Blues. I'm sorry, not blues, bubblegum.
Bubblegum.
Wait, why can't we enjoy both?
Okay, both.
Okay, yes, we have blues rock on my ready-to-go subgenre list, and we also have bubblegum.
You know what I'd like to hear? And if I was starting a band, this is what I would explore.
What?
Bubblegum blues.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Sounds good.
It does, yeah.
Yeah, like the Archies doing...
yeah, it would be the Archies singing...
Elmore James.
Yeah, about their heroin habit. Bubblegum blues.
You should do it.
Yeah. I should do it.
Yeah.
Thanks,
I know you're looking for stuff to do. I know you were complaining to me earlier about how rough it is pretending to go to work every day.
I don't want to do nothing, Ken.
Yeah.
But I don't want to do anything.
I know.
Help me.
I mean, it's good that you're still pretending.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm just waiting for the sweet release that only death will bring.
Hi, you're on the air.
Like 90% of our listeners.
Give us a genre or two.
I'll say it. Has anybody said Zamrock yet?
Zamrock?
No such animal.
Yeah, like from Zambia.
Oh, for the love of God. No, that's not a thing.
Look it up. They made a documentary.
Oh, they made a documentary.
Okay. If they made a documentary, and oh, Andy, what's it called again?
Zam, like from Zambia. Z-A-M rock.
Okay. Okay.
That's right.
And
yeah.
You got another one for us?
Yeah, how about Power Violence?
Wait, we can't accept Zamrock until we know the name of a band.
Yeah, give us the name of a...
I guess the Zamboys, they were probably Zamrock.
The Zambonis?
The Zambonis. The Zamaroony Six?
Well, like Witch, for instance. You know, W-I-T-C-H. Witch.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of Witch.
Are they from Zambia?
Yeah, they're from Zambia.
Okay.
They were a spinoff of the Zambonis.
They're probably a big proponent of Zamrock.
There it is. Oh, my God. Look at all those Zamrock album covers. Holy
Dear
cow.
God. It's a thing.
Thank you, caller. Learn something new today. Hi,
you know, it might be easier to try to find something, a combination of words that is not a subgenre of music.
Oh, I see what you're getting at.
Yeah. I would have guessed Zamrock, but I would have been wrong.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, how about Skiffle?
Skiffle.
Skiffle. There
yes.
you go.
I love it.
Lonnie Donegan.
Well, also the Beatles.
That's true. In the beginning.
Yeah.
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 Got another one?
Yeah, Australian psychedelic, my favorite music.
Australian psych. Let me see if that's on my list here. It's not, but I will add it.
But please, please, if that's your favorite music, please, please write this down. Listen to Jackson Browne.
Oh, God.
Browne, he spelled it with an E.
I love Jackson Browne when I was like 15.
You'll love it.
Yeah, he liked Jackson Browne when he was 15.
I've got to warn you guys. I've got to warn you both.
Yeah.
He's great. So you've been warned.
Oh, you know.
It's going to ruin all your other music for you.
Thanks, caller.
I'd love you to listen to Jackson Browne for a couple hours and then try a little Zamrock.
Jackson Browne actually got me hooked on Reefer. He was one of that Late for the Sky album.
I know. That was
one of the first records that...
I know you've been sending him thank you notes ever since. I know you send him a gift every year.
It's the least I can do.
Exactly. He gave you the greatest gift on God's earth.
Yeah.
201-209-9368.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Has anyone said Norwegian death metal?
No.
I'm sure we would have remembered it. What's an example of Norwegian death metal?
Yeah.
Merkskog?
Hell yeah.
You know Merkskog?
Merkskog, Andy.
Merkskog.
Merkskog.
Yes, Merkskog. Yeah, they're great. Yeah. Have you ever seen them live?
Oh, a few times.
They're excellent live.
Oh, they're excellent. They do that song about partying all night.
Yeah. I saw them do that Unplugged. It was amazing.
Yeah.
The best song is about sticking it to the man.
Yes, sticking it to the man. They're
all
not going
night long.
They're not going to take it anymore.
Most of the night.
All right, Norwegian death metal is on the list. Thank you very much.
And there's nothing we can do. We can't erase something once it's on the list.
You know, the problem is you could stick not only can you hyphenate almost any word dash rock.
Yeah.
You could also put almost any country in front of any other genre. So I don't know if we should continue to allow that.
You do whatever you do whatever you want, son. You know, whatever makes you happy, son.
Yeah.
Handing over the reins to this show.
Uzbeki noise pop, you know.
Yeah. That's a good point, Ken. Right. You gave us a lot to think about just then.
Yeah.
201-209-9368.
Hi, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air. You got a subgenre or two for us?
Yeah, yeah. Have we heard Kawaii Metal yet?
Yeah. Oh, no, but it's on the pre-list. Explain to me about Kawaii Metal.
It's a Japanese subgenre of metal.
Oh, God. Oh, it's Japanese. Okay.
Oh, God.
Is usually associated with the band Baby Metal.
Yeah.
Oh, Baby Metal. I love Baby Metal.
I thought the show hit bottom. I thought it couldn't get less interesting.
Come on, we're talking about Baby Metal.
I understand you're talking about Baby Metal.
Caller, you have another one?
I guess I didn't know there was a free list. Is Yacht Rock on there?
Yeah, we got Yacht Rock already. Yeah.
Hey, if you like Yacht Rock, you're going to love the FMU Booze Cruise.
Why is that, Andy?
It's going to be wall-to-wall Jimmy Buffett covers.
Oh, are you going to bring a Jimmy Buffett cover band with you?
My Jimmy Buffett band, cover band, and I are not talking anymore.
Oh, what happened?
Don't you worry about what happened.
I mean, you were so tight with them.
I know.
God.
They completely trashed our guest house.
Really?
Yeah.
No
forwarding address.
I'm so sorry. I can't help but tell you, I told you so.
Yeah, and they promised to babysit.
Yep.
My grandkids, that never happened.
That's a good thing that didn't happen. That could have gone really bad.
We have COVID symptoms. We can't babysit. No, we're testing negative, but we have all the symptoms. That's my impression of the damn Jimmy Buffett cover band.
Which member of the band was that?
Guitarist.
That was the guitar player?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Hi, you're on the air, caller.
Hi there. I've got some bonkers ones for you.
Bogus, no. Bogus ones? We don't want bogus ones.
And we don't need
No, bonkers, bonkers. It's very
bonkers,
good.
Bonkers, Ken.
Combining video game music with hardcore punk.
Oh, Kindercore. Did
you Nintendo Core?
Kendo Core, okay.
Nintendo, like
no,
Mario.
Nintendo. No, Nintendo, like the game.
Oh yeah, Nintendo Core. Yes, that's on my pre-genre list.
And is there?
Yeah, it's like video game music with hardcore punk, heavy guitar riffs, electronic music. It's wild.
Oh man, I'm gonna have to play some Nintendo Core on my show next week.
No, you don't have to. Don't have
now
to.
Now I have to.
Host the band. Hella.
Yeah.
Airplane. The great. And then we've got Chap Hop. It's a British genre that combines elements of hip-hop and stereotypical English obsessions like tea and cricket, all delivered in a markedly posh British accent similar to this. And I can give you some artists if you're interested in that.
What are they called? Hip-hop?
Sorry, chap-hop, like your pen.
Chap-hop. No, like chap. Hello, old chap. How's life treating you?
Gotcha.
Exactly.
Yeah, give us some examples
of... Mr. B, the Gentleman, Rhythma, and there's another fellow. He's got kind of an odd name, Sir Reginald Pike Devin Esquire.
Oh, yes, he's one of my favorite chap pop artists.
Damn.
Chap hop,
of course.
Oh, chap hop,
yeah.
There it is. It's real. Andy, it's real.
Now are you about to say I have to play some of that on my show?
No, you just said it for me.
Dear God. Here's what I love.
You can trust me.
Here's what I love about Nintendo Rock. It's
Nintendo
optional.
Nintendo Core.
It's
Thanks,
optional.
Caller.
You don't have to play it. You don't have to listen to it.
Really?
Yes, it's optional.
But I think the station manager said I had to play some next week.
Yeah. So, unfortunately, I'm going to be doing, during your show next week, I'm going to be doing anything else. Oh, that is unfortunate.
Oh, you never listened to my show anyway.
I listened once.
No, you didn't.
I did?
No way. No, actually, you did, because you completely freaked me out by making a reference to something that had actually happened on my show that day.
Keeping Ken on his toes.
Man, was that weird.
That...
Hi, you're on the air.
It's like the time I name-dropped both of your children.
Hi, Ken and Andy.
Hi.
Hi. So I'm a little confused about this folk count.
Yes.
Folk?
Well, then funk.
Funk.
Oh, funk, of course, funk.
Yeah. And how about soul?
Oh, actually, you know what? We already put funk in there. Funk, for some reason, is already checked.
But how about just straight up soul?
Soul, yes.
Yeah.
Soul, that's got to be in there.
Has someone said disco?
No.
Yeah, you got to say disco's legit. Disco's legit.
All right.
The Beach Boys released a disco track.
Yeah, what was that?
Well, I don't know, on one of their big 15 albums or whatever, you know, right? One of those albums after Brian didn't show up one morning.
Poor Brian.
Quick, Brian's not here. Quick, record this disco number.
Oh, man, I feel so bad for Brian.
Do you?
Yeah.
You feel bad for Brian?
Yeah.
Well, there's lots of reasons to feel bad for Brian.
Well, his wife just died and he's got dementia now.
Well, that's the time to get dementia.
After your wife dies?
Oh, yeah. Otherwise, you'd be really...
I think that's the worst time to get dementia.
I think it's the best time.
Thank you. What do you think, caller? Best time or worst time?
No, because you're...
I'm trying to think it might be the best time.
Yeah, because your wife is with... His wife is with him every day right now. She just stepped into the other room.
Oh, good point.
Yeah, she's there with
him.
Yeah, she's in the kitchen making dinner.
Well, he doesn't look real happy.
When did he look happy?
That's a good point.
I mean, post-1965.
No, you've really cheered me up here.
Yeah, that's why I'm here, my friend.
Thank you. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi. Oh, Blondie and Rolling Stones both did disco, so they count.
Yeah, no, disco counts.
Yeah, okay. Disco counts.
Everybody.
Has anyone hit Straight Edge yet?
No.
What is
Rolling
Straight Edge?
Rolling Stones, Black Flag.
Straight Edge, Andy.
Wait, does Straight Edge mean no drugs or alcohol?
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Right up your alley, Andy.
Wait, and who's an example of that?
He just said Black Flag, and there's Minor Threat.
Wait, the band Black Flag is completely straight edge.
Well, they were.
you mean for a weekend back in 2012? They abstained?
Ken, do you know Dillinger Escape Plan?
Dillinger Escape Plan?
Yeah, that's like, they were like the bold-faced name of straight edge.
Is that sludge metal?
No, it's straight edge, 97 to 27.
Okay.
It's like you're talking Greek.
Well, I'm putting sludge metal in there, and thank you for your call.
Have a good one.
Okay.
Hi, you're on the air.
Ken, tonight's show.
Hey, I can't believe I got through.
I can't believe it either. We're up to 30 now.
I'll tell you why that's funny.
Okay, no one's calling. Has anybody covered Desert Rock yet?
No. Desert Rock. Give us an example.
Yawning Man and Fatso Jefferson.
Fatso Jefferson?
That's right.
Oh, my God.
Have you heard
of
it?
It's Desert what?
Desert Rock.
Desert Rock.
Ken. Oh, Andy said it. Okay, Desert Rock. So
and check out Mario Lally. He's L-A-L-L-I. He's involved with both them bands.
Uh-huh.
He's got a long history.
If Excellent. You're just tuning in, listeners are just rattling off random nouns and verbs.
Not so.
Yes.
Not
and they're,
so.
And they're adding the word rock after it all.
There is a lot of that. Nobody has yet said screamo.
I'll say screamo.
Okay, great.
Is that like Yoko Ono used to do?
Oh, no. That's classic rock.
No, Yoko Ono used to do like scream therapy stuff.
Yoko Ono is classic rock.
No, she would scream for 20 minutes.
Yeah, they did primal scream therapy.
But that's not classic rock.
But that's not screamo either. What does screamo rhyme with? It rhymes with emo.
Yeah.
Screamo is a spinoff of emo. It's emo with a lot of screaming.
I'm sorry to interrupt. How much longer does this particular show have to go?
27 minutes.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go on, screamo. What? Yeah. You were saying something?
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, okay. Baroque Pop?
Baroque Pop? I bet it's on the list. That's like the Left Bank.
Why can't more calls open with, hey, okay?
Okay, go on.
Okay.
Hey, okay.
Right, well, do you have... Do you have Gypsy Punk?
Gypsy Punk, like the Gypsy Kings or something, or
like Gogol Bordello.
Oh yeah, Gogol Bordello.
Gypsy.
There
Punk.
It is. It's even on my pre-list. Okay, got it. Thank you.
Ken, this show, this episode has to count as your birthday gift.
Why?
Because it's just for you. It's
this was your idea.
I know. What was I thinking?
Yeah. What were you thinking?
You don't have to listen to all my ideas.
This was you called me up special with this one idea.
I knew because I knew it would make you excited.
You never, you wanted to make me happy.
I did.
Thank you.
What was I thinking?
Well, this can be my birthday present.
It is your birthday present.
Thanks.
Enjoy it.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Ken. It's Mark G from Astoria.
Hi, Mark.
We're going to do this.
Yeah, we are.
Okay, I have a list. I've been jotting some things down. Okay,
Andy, how many can we let him give us?
Ken, honey, darling, whatever makes you happy.
All right, give us three.
Three. Only three. Okay, top of the list. Okay, rockabilly.
Hang on.
Rockabilly.
Well, yep. Rockabilly. Rockabilly we love.
Yeah,
we know and love.
And see, the only reason why we need, the only reason why we ask people for examples is to prove to Andy that it's real.
Well, rockabilly we accept.
Okay,
but Andy believes in rockabilly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Psychobilly, Cramps.
Psychobilly, good one, good one.
Okay,
hang on, wait a second.
Hardcore.
That's not real. That's not real.
That's true. Nobody did say hardcore.
Black Flag. I have more.
Wait, Black Flag, wasn't that just listed as a straight
edge? As straight edge, yeah. I think
you mean they straddle both genres?
Yeah, they do straddle both. Okay, that's enough. Thanks.
Okay.
Bye.
So rockabilly? Like the Stray Cats kind of rockabilly?
Ew, yeah.
What does ew mean?
It means, you know.
Oh, they were too successful for you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
They were too happy?
Yeah.
Yeah. They made too many people happy. They broke the first tenet here at WFMU. It's like the law of robotics that Isaac Asimov had. Do not make your listeners happy.
It's just not original rockabilly.
Not?
No.
You mean the only rockabilly is can be performed by people born in 1912?
No, that's too soon for rockabilly. Man, you have a lot to learn. Jeez.
I do have a lot to learn.
Hi, you're on the air.
I'm not learning any of it here.
Hey.
Hi, you got a genre or three for us?
I was drawn away from the radio for a couple of minutes.
Oh, I envy you that.
Some of these have been mentioned.
Yeah.
But shoegaze.
Shoegaze. Andy, do you believe in shoegaze?
No. Bogus challenge.
Okay, you have to give us an example of
shoegaze.
Hand
me that Scrabble dictionary.
Give us an example.
Give any British band from the early 90s, Ride, Flora's first album.
My Bloody Valentine.
Shoegaze-y.
Okay, go on.
And the other one... Has anyone mentioned krautrock?
Yes, we did krautrock.
Okay, how about breakcore? Although that's more of an electronic music thing.
Nope, nobody did breakcore. I'd say it counts.
Are you saying?
Yeah, you guys used to have a DJ on your.
Donna Summer.
That was a breakcore.
Yeah, Donna Summer did a breakcore show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, caller. What were you going to say, Andy?
She was so unpopular, I'm surprised she's not running the station.
Who, Donna Summer?
I mean, the music, breakcore.
Donna Summer was a man.
Donna Summer was a man?
Yes.
I don't think so.
I think so. This wasn't the real Donna Summer, the disco singer.
This was
the WFMU DJ named Donna Summer. Oh, man, people used to confuse them all the time.
How's he doing?
He's doing great, actually. Thanks for asking.
And what kind of music did he play?
Breakcore.
Breakcore.
Yeah. And he also performed breakcore.
Wow.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How you doing?
I'd like to hear more about Donna Summer.
Did anybody say krautrock?
Yes. You're the third person.
Nobody said it in the last 4 minutes.
Oh. All right.
Go on. Got another one?
K-pop.
Oh, that's a good one. Andy, yeah, do you believe in K-pop?
Just give me an example.
How about you said prog rock?
Yeah, we got prog rock. Give us an example of K-pop, though.
Oh, who is this?
BTS. Okay, BTS. There you go, Andy.
Has anyone suggested kraut rock?
Yes.
They have?
Yes.
Okay.
Can you name a kraut rock band?
No.
Andy?
No.
Okay. Do you want to learn one?
No.
Okay. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. How's it going?
Good. You got a subgenre or two or three?
Yeah. Slowcore.
Slowcore. Good one.
That sounds like my speed. I like that. What's an example of slowcore?
Low and Bedhead. And...
Andy would like Bedhead.
I'd like to check him out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, what else you got, caller?
We also got Math Rock.
Yes, Math Rock.
Tell me how Math Rock got its name.
The calculation is too complicated to explain.
Weird time signatures. Isn't that it for the most part?
It's kind of weird time signatures.
Oh, my God.
Almost like proggy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So they kind of promote themselves as unlistenable.
Oh, no. Come on. Did you do it when you used to be a musical performer? Was everything you did in 4/4 time?
Yes.
It was?
Yeah. That's the time of the gods.
Okay.
The time of kings.
See, I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Because kings and queens, they used to do things like waltz and...
Have you ever tried to dance to a math rock?
It cannot be done.
It can't be done.
Yeah.
You'd have to be so wasted to even try it.
Right.
Join us on the booze cruise.
Are we going to be playing math rock and yacht rock?
Yeah, we're going to alternate between the two.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah, it is.
What are we up to here?
I don't know, Ken.
We are up to...
I don't know, Kenny.
We're going for 100. It's going to be tough. We're only up to 41.
Oh, my God. Ken's in heaven.
Hi, you're on the air.
Ken's in radio heaven.
How about this one? Anybody got Oi?
Good one. It's on there. Andy, you believe in Oi?
What do you mean, do I believe in it? If you recognize it, what's an example of Oi?
Foreskins.
Toy dolls. Nelly the elephant. And any soccer hooligan song you can think of?
Yeah, there's soccer hooligan and Nazi music and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's any combination of words that have not been used as a band's name in the history of the music.
Absolutely.
The only one left, I did a little research, is Himmler's Right Testicle. That's the only band name still available.
Been used. Sorry, that was used.
Yeah, I was going to say, wasn't there a proto-prog band with that name?
Dear God.
You got any more, caller?
How about Shoegazer?
We got that.
You got that. How about Industrial?
Oh, no, I don't think we got that yet.
Are you going to hit 50 by the time this is over, Ken?
Yes. We're very close to 50.
You're going to break
500? All right, 500? Thank you, caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Okay, let's like put some numbers on the board.
Yeah.
Acid rock.
What?
Country
what?
Rock.
Wait. Well,
schoolhouse rock.
Hang on.
Schoolhouse rock.
Schoolhouse rock. No.
I'm only a bill sitting here on Capitol Hill.
Wait, is that a genre?
No.
No, that's a show.
It should be.
It was a show. You said acid rock. What did you say? What else?
Acid rock. Country rock. Charlie Daniels Band.
Andy, you've heard of that?
The Charlie Daniels Band, Devil Went Down to Georgia.
Yeah.
There you go.
I love Charlie Daniels.
That's a great example of what I would call country rock.
What else you got? Oh, he's gone.
He's gone. That was Charlie Daniels' grandson checking in. 201-209-9368. You think we're going to hit 60?
Yeah, we can do 60, definitely.
We're on track?
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, how about Egg Punk?
We got Egg Punk, believe it or not.
We got
Egg Punk. We got it already.
Grindcore?
Grindcore, we got.
You got Grindcore.
Yeah.
Some people just.
What did you say, hip hop?
Bedroom pop?
Bedroom pop.
Oh, bedroom pop.
Yeah.
People just tuning in.
Okay, I'll put down bedroom pop.
They're my favorite people in the world.
Are they?
People tuning in at 6:30 playing catch up.
Hi, you're on the air.
They're my people.
You got a couple of subgenres?
I do. How about New Age?
Oh, good one.
Yeah.
Very popular.
What's
these
an example
days.
Of New Age?
Oh, Enya.
Enya,
oh, yeah.
George Winston.
Oh, yeah.
And then Jock Jams.
Jock Jams. Yeah, absolutely. That should count.
Now, what is a Jock Jam band? What is
Gary Glitter. Corona.
Wait, why are they called Jock Jam?
Because they play them in arenas at the hockey game and stuff.
Oh, they play. Oh, there's like anthems. I see. Now that's probably if you're starting a band, that's probably a great way to go because that's where the money is.
What? Anthems?
Yeah, anthems because they're all used over and over in commercials.
Oh yeah, man, epic anthems especially.
Yeah, I mean Queen makes a fortune probably every 24 hours.
We will rock you.
Licensing those songs.
I know. If you could just write a song like Sweet Caroline, you'd make $1 million.
You know, I wrote Sweet Caroline, but I didn't write it until like a year and a half ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you include the bump, bump, bump?
Yes, I had it all.
Wow.
And then somebody sat me down and told me the bad news.
What was the bad news?
They said, I want to take it. They didn't actually break it to me. They took me to Fenway Park.
I see.
They didn't have the heart to tell me themselves.
Wow.
And then the fourth inning came, the fifth inning came. I said, what's going on? Why are we here? Wait, just wait, Andy. Sixth inning, and then there it was. Seventh inning stretch.
Oh, my God. What a rude awakening.
Yeah.
Jeez. Caller. I'm going to move on now. Thanks for your call.
Okay. Bye.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Now that's how you start a call.
Yeah. Hello. Yeah.
Has anyone suggested ska?
Yes, we got ska.
How about
Exotica?
How about krautrock?
What's that?
Exotica.
No, we don't have exotica yet.
What is exotica?
I'm thinking like Ima Sumac.
Yep.
It's fun to make up words.
No, it's a real thing. Yeah,
I don't think so.
I first heard her.
I'm in my late 60s. How do you explain this, honey? I'm in my late 60s, and I've never heard of it. Explain that.
Well, I think that I can't explain it.
Easy to explain it.
I'd like to hear you explain it. Give me a theory.
You live with blinders on.
Yes.
Yeah. That's the explanation.
Yes.
How about
you know who hate the blinders on me?
Horses.
People driving oncoming traffic in oncoming traffic hate it. Horses hate it.
Yeah, I know that you have a lot of accidents.
Almost anyone at any intersection hates it.
Is it worth having all the accidents to have the
blinders? Well, I'm not. It means I can avoid all these musical genres.
Yeah.
To me, it's worth it.
I'm sorry, caller. What was the other thing you said?
Lounge.
Lounge, okay.
Oh, I like lounge music.
Yeah.
Is that Dean Martin?
Yeah.
I'm thinking more like Moog and,
You
know, with the Moog synthesizer, like Dick Hyman.
Yep.
No, don't listen
genre.
To that.
Okay.
Honey, sweetheart, don't listen to that.
Thanks, caller.
New Wave?
No, sweetheart, you only get one life, right? You're not a Buddhist. You don't have nine lives. You have one life.
She said New Wave. We actually, nobody said that yet. Thank you.
You're welcome.
She put three on the board. Hi, you're on the air. You got a few genres for us?
Yes, anybody said doo-wop yet?
No.
There you go.
No, and Andy knows it, believes in it.
You can't be doo-wop.
Right. Hang on a second. I just have to add it. Hang on.
You don't need no band if you've got your doo-wop friends with you. All you need is six friends and a men's room.
You don't even need the men's room.
I need the men's room for other reasons, not musical reasons.
You can do doo-wop on the roof. You can do it under the boardwalk. It doesn't have to be done in a men's room.
Okay, but when I'm with my doo-wop band and I take the dump on the roof, it ruins the mood. Half of them leave.
Right.
Okay, I need the men's room. Also, the acoustics are great.
That's just because you're roping the Urination Club into being your doo-wop band. Hi, you're on the air. They're gone.
What I need to find are five guys to sing with that are all incontinent. Then they will judge me as harshly.
Good luck finding someone. Hi, you're on the air.
If the Village Voice was still being published, great. I would put that ad in the Village Voice. Looking for six Yes, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Add something.
Yeah. Give us a few.
Stoner doom metal.
Stoner? Yeah, we got stoner something. I got stoner rock.
Doom metal.
I'm going to put stoner rock. I'm going to put stoner rock in, and then I'm going to put in doom.
Bong Eater, Bongzilla.
Bong, yep, all the bongs.
Bongzilla.
Bongzilla, real
Bongzilla.
Band.
Bongzilla, is that a real band?
So I put in stoner rock, and I put in doom metal. What else you got?
That's all I got. Man.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, do we all agree that Bongzilla is the best name for a band on God's Earth?
Well, there's Bongwater. There's Bongwater. There's Bongzilla. Hi.
Bongzilla.
Hello, how about Normcore?
Yes, good one. Normcore.
Yeah, what's Andy, it? Know about that?
I know I had it.
It sounds like My Speed.
It does.
Give me an example of Normcore.
How about Hootie and the Blowfish?
Oh, you mean they're so normal? You mean they're just straight up four times?
Boring.
Playing music for the normies.
Normies.
Dave Matthews Band.
Yeah.
Hootie and the Blowfish. Can I do one more real quick?
Now, musicians have a technical term for that. That's called excellent music.
I see.
You're going to like this one, Andy. Okay. Mercy Beat.
What is it? Mercy Beat, yes.
Mercy Beat. Yep.
Oh, good one.
Yeah. You guys take care. See you on the booth.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye. Mercy Beat, I got to add Mercy Beat.
You
in.
Do.
Yeah, we're over 50.
Mercy Beat led the British invasion.
Yeah, very important.
We're over 50. There you go.
Way
you're
over
batting,
50.
You're batting over 500, Kenny.
We're almost at 60. We're trying to get to 100. We got 10 minutes to go, so please be fast.
201-209-9368.
Hi, you're on the air. Hi.
Hello, Cowpunk.
Cowpunk.
We have that.
No, we
Somebody
don't
said that.
Cowpunk?
No, it was something else punk.
No, you were talking about Egg Rock. Oh, we got Cowpunk.
For Cowpunk, Meat Puppets, Arbor Labor Union.
Yeah, Giant Sand. It. Yeah, what else you got?
Jazz Fusion.
Jazz Fusion. Oh, good one. Yeah, Lenny White, Jean-Luc Ponty.
No, that's not good music.
Yes, all of them.
No, let me just talk
Weather
to our
Report, list. Andy, you would probably love that
I
stuff.
Know Weather Report.
Yeah.
People.
Yeah.
You have one life to live.
Uh-huh.
You have 85, 90, if you're lucky, 95 years.
Right.
Jackson Brown is your man.
Oh, God.
Don't waste your time.
Never
Jackson
would.
Jackson Brown. Thanks, caller. Hi, you're on the air. You got a few genres for us?
Yes. Love the show.
Yeah, right.
Thank you.
Yeah, right. I don't believe this guy for a minute.
Proto-punk.
Proto-punk. That's a good one. I think that's on my pre-list. Yep.
But
oh, no. Oh, yeah, there's proto-punk. What's that?
Figures of Light.
Figures of Light, sure. The definitive proto-punk band.
Yeah. They're not doo-wop like my band, the Incontinent Five. The doo-wop, maybe, now, probably, in some ways, we put on the most memorable live shows.
Andy, I think that's called doo-doo-wop.
Hang up on him.
Why? Because he's too funny?
Yeah, he's too funny.
I'm sorry, caller.
I can't stand the competition.
Oh, man.
I'm too vain.
That was almost as good as Sam Zinger that he got off.
Yeah, wow. the demonic device.
Hi, you're on the air.
Doo-doo-wop. Come on.
Hey, love the show. I can't believe I got through.
I can't believe it either.
Doo-doo-wop. Come see the Incontinent Five.
It's Danny D.
Hey, Danny, what do you got? Give us a couple of genres.
The greatest doo-doo-wop band.
Okay.
This one I'm sure isn't on the list yet, is Word Jazz.
Word Jazz. Oh, yeah, Ken Nordine.
Ken, very good. Yeah, I knew Ken would know.
Hang on a second.
Yep. Word Jazz sounds god-awful.
Yeah, you wouldn't like Word Jazz.
Who would like Word Jazz?
I like it.
No, seriously.
I think Danny likes it.
I'm asking a serious question. No, no, no.
Ken Nordine.
Who are you trying to impress? Okay, each other?
Go
each
ahead,
other?
Danny. We're at 60.
And then I got one that would be Cajun Rock. Do we have that?
Ooh, I don't know.
Cajun Rock? I bet that's good.
Yeah, Clifton.
I don't know if Zydeco falls into the same thing or not. But
I listened to Cajun Rock.
To John Wesley Harding on this one, which is Gangsta Folk.
Yeah, Gangsta Folk.
Gangsta Folk.
I listened to Cajun Rock occasionally. Is that something, Ken?
What category does Poco fall under?
Andy says country rock. I say yacht rock. Did you say gangsta? You said gangsta folk, but that's not real.
Freedom rock.
Right? And then what else did you say?
I'll bet gangster folk is real.
Nah. Danny, what was the
other? John Wesley Harding said it himself on stage, so that's why I included it.
Wait, Danny, what was the other one you said before that?
Cajun Rock?
Oh, yeah, Cajun.
Ken, that's the first one today you've actually rejected. Gangster Folk.
Gangster Folk, yeah.
That's the one that somehow crossed the line.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
That's the one the red flags went up.
Yeah.
And Gangster Folk.
Gangster Folk.
Okay.
Not gangster.
Yeah, Ken's no pushover, guys.
Gangsta. Gangsta Folk. Hi, you're on the air. You got a couple of genres?
Hey, yeah, I do. No one said surf rock yet.
No.
There you go.
That you believe in that?
Of course.
Yep. What else you got?
D beat, like Discharge.
D beat.
D beat, like crust punk, but D beat.
Oh yeah, there it is. I got it. Okay, cool. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, we say thank you for that.
Yeah,
because
we're almost at 70. Come on, Andy.
Hello there.
We're trying to get to 100. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi there. Has anyone mentioned Tropicalia?
No. But it's on my pre-genre list.
Well, it sounds a little yacht rockish.
No, it's mentioned Tex-Mex.
No.
Oh, Tex-Mex. I've heard of it.
Yeah, Tex-Mex.
And has anyone finally said, Andy, go to hell?
Has anybody said that? No.
That would be a first.
Yeah.
I think that's a genre.
Thank you.
Yeah, and in this environment it is.
We're at 65.
In this arena.
I don't think we're going to make it to 100, Andy.
And what happens? What do we not win? Anything? We have to take a prize off the second shelf and not the top shelf?
No, there's no prize at all.
You should have shelves here with prizes for your DJs.
You know, that's a good idea.
For during the marathon. Oh, you made your, you hit your number. Oh,
yeah.
Hey, great, you hit your number. Anything off the top shelf today?
Wow. So I want to put them
You can go home with this disc man from 1987.
Different height shelves? That's
yeah.
the idea?
Okay. Yeah.
Hi, you're on the air. Got a couple of genres?
Yeah, I've got three. How about Barbershop Quartet?
I love it.
Doom Metal. No, sorry, Drone Metal.
Drone Metal.
Bands like Sun O and Om.
Hang on a second.
How about this for a sub-genre? Incontinent Barbershop Quartet.
That'd be fun.
Yeah. Oh, Lila Rose.
What did you say after? What did you say? You said Doom. I heard the word Doom in there. I think we got.
And Garage Rock. Garage Rock.
We got Garage Rock. We have Doom Metal.
Drone Metal.
Oh, Drone Metal. There we go. Okay, good. All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Bye.
Well, if you're just tuning in, I envy you that.
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, hey. Has anyone said New Metal?
Yes. Spelled
rap metal?
N-U. Rap metal? No.
Oh, my God. That sounds horrific.
I mean, it's terrible, yeah.
Oh,
it's terrible.
Bring back Limp Bizkit.
If you're bad on this earth, if you're bad in this life, that's your
punishment.
Let's
see. What was that movie? Rat Race? And
yeah,
what
Rat
was,
Race.
What was the band that closed out that movie?
Yeah.
Smash Mouth.
Yeah, Smash Mouth.
Yeah, and what genre would Smash Mouth be considered? Caller, do you remember Smash Mouth?
I mean, I know you're talking like they. Yeah, they did All Star.
Yeah, like, yeah, kind of rap metal.
I believe it's called Disappointing Third Weekend Metal.
Yeah, I'm not sure on that one.
Thanks, caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, what about pirate metal? Have you got that yet?
No, we don't
pirate
have pirate metal.
It's fun to combine.
Dwarf metal.
Dwarf metal. That I would pay good money to see.
Kawaii metal.
We got kawaii metal.
Japanese girls.
Yeah, believe it or not, we got kawaii.
If you're going to see a dwarf metal concert, I recommend getting there early. You want to get up close. You don't want to sit in the back for the dwarf metal
band.
Yeah,
give us an example of a dwarf metal band or something.
There's one called, like, Windrose, but there's a lot of dwarf metal bands, surprisingly. They sing about, like, mining and smelting ores and stuff.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sounds fantastic. Thank you so much.
Maybe you've heard their hit song, Hi Ho, Hi Ho, It's Off to Work We Go.
I think those are different dwarves.
I don't know, Ken. It's hard to tell. It's hard to tell unless you care. Oh, listen, Ken, listen.
Yeah.
Hear that? That's our theme song.
Oh, yes, that is our theme song.
We're free at last. Free at last. Thank God Almighty. We're free at last.
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, hey. Has anyone said crunk yet?
Crunk. No, nobody said crunk.
Is that with a C or a K?
With a C.
C. C. Is that with a C or a K?
Yeah.
Now, I don't care. Now, when I say I don't care, is that with a C or a K?
That's with a C.
That's with a K for comedy.
Yeah, K for comedy.
Thank you, caller.
And you can go into crunk core if you want to expand.
Well, I got crunk core.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what I used for crunk.
So what's our final number, Ken?
Did you get bounce?
Bounce? No, didn't put bounce in there. Give us an example of bounce.
Actually, I don't know. I think it's like... New Orleans based on
Big Frida or something, like twerking and stuff or that kind of thing.
I don't know. I was mostly here for the crunk.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks
so much.
Come
for the crunk, stay for the bounce.
Now, Ken, if that was our last caller, let's say.
Okay, let's pretend that was our last caller.
What number? I know you were dreaming of hitting 100, and I know I slowed you up, and I apologize.
That's okay. We hit 72.
Okay. Satisfied? Is honor satisfied?
Yeah, yeah. That was fun. Yeah, that was fun.
Fun is one of those words. It's like an elastic word, right? It means different things to different people.
Absolutely does, yeah.
Like that was fun for you.
Yeah.
But not fun for, I'm going to give an example, listeners.
No, I think listeners probably enjoyed it as well.
Probably, yeah.
My
it's
guess...
good. I guess legally you have to insert the word probably.
My guess is that you probably didn't enjoy it.
No, and I have to drive an hour each way.
Yeah. Can I let you in on a secret?
Yeah.
90% of those genres were fake.
Is that true?
No.
Can I let you in on a secret?
Yeah.
I'll be cursing you and the listeners all the way home. Out loud. Cursing you out loud.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
The Old Codger is filling in for Matt Fiveash in Weekly World Blues tonight.
Oh, great. Return of the Old Codger.
Yes. Hopefully he's going to get here sooner or later. This is WFMU East Orange.
Well, it takes him a while, you know.
I know.
Up the stairs.
He moves slow. He could take the elevator. WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County. We're at 91.9 FM.
Oh, and can I do the legal ID?
I just did it.
Okay.
And we're also online. You want to do the very last part there?
Can I?
Yeah.
I don't want to, but I just wanted to know if I could.
Yeah, no, you can.
I don't want to.
Okay.
But it's nice to know that if I wanted to, I could.
Okay, cool. We're online at WFMU.org. That was the last part.
Yeah, check us out. Yeah, it's a whole empire of the air.
And stay tuned for stay tuned for the Old Codger and Weekly World Blues.
Now we have a baby and a pup. You ought to see the way that they cut up. The baby bit the puppy on the tab. Oh, you ought to hear that puppy well. He said, take that kid away. I don't want to play with him today. One day the puppy found a bone. He stashed the bone around the home. The baby found it under the bed. And he hit the puppy with it on the head. The puppy said, rawr, rawr, just for that. I'm gonna chew up your daddy's hat. The baby took the puppy for a stroll. They left the yard through a great big hole. When we finally missed the pup and the kid, you ought to hear his mommy flip her lid. But the neighbor next door brought both of them back. So the baby and the puppy got a great big smack. Whap! Got up on his two
two hind paws. The baby grabbed the puppy and they started to go. Boy, they sure put on the craziest show. We sat around and we clapped for more, but the both of them fell right asleep on the floor. And he was screaming with all his might. The puppy thought he was singing a song, so he started howling right along. First thing you know, we heard a knock, and somebody yelled, "Hey, stop playing that bop!"
The boys on page 22 said my wife is John's wife and Henry's gal too. And then the good book on page 23 says she'll two-time you just like she double-crossed me. Now then the good book on page 24 says if your wife do the boogie first time, look out, she gonna do that some more. And let me tell you something about that 25th page, it says that backbiting women is all the rage. And then the good book on page 26 says to keep your wife home, boy, you got to massacre her with a brick. Now page 27, it reads like this: if your wife get hungry, give her a mouthful of fist. And then the good book on page 28 says when you go out to work, a bunch of pinchbacks coming into your back gate. And the closing up my sermon is on page 29, says the woman gets tired of one man all the time.
Welcome back to me. That's right. Courtney, T. Edison, did you miss me? God, I've been off the air for something like 2 years. I used to do a regular radio show here at WFMU. My motto is, I'm playing 70 RPM records like they're going out of style. That's right. I love younger women, age 45, 50, but I ain't messing with no 40-year-old jail bait. Yes! Remember me now? That's right. Some people thought I was rather unpleasant. Well, to hell with them, that's what I say. So look, this is the Weekly World Blues. I'm going to play blues, because that's what I got to do. I want to thank my old friend, Matt 5S, for inviting me to host. Someone told me that Matt was said many kind things about me over the last few weeks when he was announcing that I was going to be sitting in for him. Now, I wish I could return the favor, but he's a punk. That's right. By the way, I don't know if you're aware of this, but Matt 5S, he's much younger than he sounds. I mean, guess how old he is. I know what you think, but no, he's only 84 years old, as a matter of fact. Yes, he's just a pup. Well, I also want to make one other thing clear. Not as long as I'm here, and Matt's not, so I can stake my claim. Okay? I want to make one thing clear. This name of the radio show, Weekly World Blues, pretty clever, huh? I came up with it. It was mine. I invented that name. I hosted a show by that very name for decades on it was a 10-watt AM powerhouse on the outskirts of Cedar Rapids. And I'm not happy about the way that Matt just appropriated it without asking. I mean, come on, Matt. Give some credit. Maybe next week when he's back, he'll address his perfidy on the air next week. And look, I'm not saying that Matt's a bad man. I mean, maybe he's a litter, but he's not irredeemable. He just likes to get rambunctious, have a little fun. I'll never forget the time that Matt, I watched, he shot a man in Reno.